In late November, Skip Hall became the new mayor of Surprise after the previous mayor resigned. Hall had served for a decade on the city council and will serve out the last 2 years of former mayor Sharon Wolkett's term. I recently went down to talk to Hall at Surprise City Hall. There, he outlined his 7-point plan for the city, which includes more funding for police and fire, strengthening the city's relationship with Ottawa University, which is building its campus out right next door, and economic development in the downtown area around City Hall. We started our conversation there, in downtown, since there have been competing visions over the years for what the area could and should be. And I asked Hall what he'd like to see when he looks out his office windows.
I would like to see more entertainment venues and more unique restaurant operations and more unique retail operations, and walkable and with water features, a lot of trees and shade, and a lot of connectivity in terms of interior circulation. So all those things play into it. The vision we have long term is that we have a downtown that is full of entertainment that draws a lot of people, but also it's a place that people can live and work.
Well, you mentioned residential, and I know that was sort of one of the points of contention in the past. Do you want single-family homes? Do you want condos, things like that? It sounds like you're looking for more sort of a dense urban kind of environment as opposed to a more maybe suburban kind of environment.
Yes, that's true. And there's a cutoff point. I mean, me personally, I think if we get to 9, 10 units to the acre, that's dense enough. But eventually it'll get more dense than that. But we need to create a place where people want to live. And then we have to create a retail environment where people can make money developing retail because there's a market. And so it all plays in.
What kind of time frame are you looking at? I mean, obviously the baseball stadium is there. Ottawa is building right now. There's some other things right around here. But in terms of reaching some amount of the vision that you just outlined, how long out do you think that's going to be?
I think I would say within the next 2 to 3 years. Yes. And there's already things on the move right now that I can't talk about that I see 2 to 3 years, you're going to see a big change in the city center. As long as the economy holds, I have to put that caveat in there, but we're very bullish on what the future of Surprise. I think Surprise has come into its own in terms of being attractive for more than just residential.
So I want to talk about the economy, because before we started recording, you referred to Surprise as a growth city, which obviously did not do so well during the recession. Nobody did, but Surprise was hit particularly hard. And you mentioned that, you know, things are really coming back. How closely do you have to monitor what's going on, not just sort of in the city's economy and regionally, but also nationally, to sort of make sure that the plans that you have a couple years out or beyond are still feasible based on what the economic conditions might be?
Well, you know, you ever walk down the sidewalk and you have some really nice views ahead of you and you trip over a crack? We got to be careful not to trip over the crack while we're looking at it, right? We really look at the numbers monthly. In other words, what are our sales tax dollars doing monthly, and what's the state doing? Because a lot of our budget is based on state shared revenue, license renewals, sales tax sharing, et cetera. So we got to be, and we're very reliant on sales tax. The other thing is, I just need to tell you, we're not as reliant on the residential piece as we were. When I first came on the city council 10 years ago, we had no car dealerships. Everybody that lived here drove to Avondale or Peoria to buy a car. We have 9 car dealerships now. So guess what? When you buy a car, that's a lot of sales tax. And so we had leakage, what we call leakage. We had probably $3 million a year leakage, just car dealerships. We actually have a surplus now.
Well, so I guess given your reliance on sales tax, it makes sense that you're looking to try to encourage more retail, sort of in your downtown area. That's more revenue for you guys.
That's exactly right. And so we have to have a balance of creating jobs. We want to create jobs so that not so many people have to leave the city of Surprise to go to work. Right now it's over 80%. We want to get that to where there's more people working in Surprise.
Is it considered a problem that the city is so reliant on sales tax? I mean, is there an effort to diversify the economy? Is it possible at this point to sort of diversify your revenue source?
Not really. That's the way we're structured. I mean, we as a city have a lot of residents from other parts of the country. And you take Chicago, or you take New York, or you take Massachusetts, they're heavily reliant on property tax, not as much on sales tax. So, you know, where do you shift it? And so we're relying on sales tax.
I want to ask you about another part of town, which is the Loop 303 area. And I remember when it was being completed and connected to I-10, there was a lot of optimism in the West Valley that it would really be an economic boon. It would help manufacturers. It would help get goods from here to the West Coast and to the port in Southern California. Yes. Has it had that kind of impact for Surprise?
Yes, it's coming. I mean, you can see it. I mean, Goodyear is probably a little better positioned for I-10 distribution than Surprise is, but it's coming here, and there's things in the works. The 303 has been the biggest economic impact engine for Surprise since I've been on the city council. There's been other things that have been, you know, helpful, but the 303 is transformative, and it generates a lot of residential and commercial investment, like the Toll Brothers development. Toll Brothers wouldn't have come here if 303 wasn't done. It's great for them.
Let me ask you one political question, which is that you are here now for 2 years, filling out your predecessor's term.
Yes.
Have you given any thought to whether you're interested in having a term of your own? Do you plan to run to keep this seat in 2 more years?
Yes.
Yes, you thought about it?
Yes, I plan to do it. That's my plan. Sure.
So presumably then when you talk about, you know, 2 to 3 years out on some of the stuff around here and maybe even beyond, you're hoping to be in this office looking out over it to see it all firsthand.
Yes. Yes, indeed. You know, frankly, Mark, I don't spend a lot of time in this office because it's more fun out there seeing what's going on. Okay. So that's where I spend a lot of my time.
All right. That's Surprise Mayor Skip Hall. Mr. Mayor, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Mark. Thank you.